Hare Krishna. Here's a follow-up question about sincere attempts to improve quality and quantity of hearing and chanting. And stuff sometimes pops up that may force a choice of whether or not to stick to the plan. In your response, I understood the essence is use common sense under guidance. How to know when common sense is being honestly applied versus the mind, like water wanting to sink to the lowest level, and use that circumstance as an excuse to become lax? Asking every time does not seem practical and can easily be exhausting for the person giving guidance. Well, so then you ask, if there's a situation where you doubt, I mean, it's not every circumstance that you're going to ask, but if there's a circumstance that you doubt, then there's, you know, a few things you can do. You can, one is pause, don't, you know, like impulsively act one way or the other, and then reflect on Prabhupada and what you've heard from, or read from the Lilamrita. How did Prabhupada, what are examples from his life and his instructions to his disciples? And then you can do, you know, like a quick scan. And then instructions that you've received that are principle-based. And so you're looking for Mahajano Yena Katasa Panta. You're looking for instructions that can guide your decision-making. And if nothing comes up on your scan, then you can weigh, and the second thing you can do is, you can weigh, is this a small thing, a medium thing, or a big thing? And if it's a big thing and you don't know, better to ask. If it's a medium thing, keep the pause going a little bit longer and see if there's some inspiration from Super Soul or whatever. And then take a step, being ready to have some indication given whether it's the right choice or the wrong choice. And if it's small, then it's small. Then you just proceed and, you know, gather your lists of, you know, when you do have time with the person guiding you, this is small, but I'd like some guidance. And what I need is not so much the particular, but what's the principle that I should have applied in this circumstance? Did I do the right thing? So you're looking for training and principles so that you're not exhausting the person who's guiding you by having to every little thing and every little thing. So you're looking for principles to guide. And that's again where a little bit of common sense comes in. And people that don't have common sense they've got a problem. I know a few people that don't have common sense, and they've got some problems. Walmart had a sale on common sense, but they ran out. There was a big, big demand and not much supply. Okay. What does it mean to be present during one's service, especially when the service is one where you don't have to pay too much attention? Example, such as sweeping, / mopping, cleaning, etc. What are we to be attentive to? I don't find Those are the example. This particular example is something that immediately has scriptural reference. By cleansing Mandira Marjanado, when you're cleansing the temple, or you're cleaning, mopping, wherever you're cleaning, mopping, a place where Krishna resides in your home or whatever, then the spiritual master is being pleased. That's what we hear in our morning prayers. And Prabhupada said, so you connect the activity with the Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, when you're cleansing, you're making your heart clean. You're using your hand to clean the place, and by so doing, you're making your heart clean. So that's a nice, you meditate on that, and you're connecting to the person who you're serving. Our founder Acharya is guiding all of us, whether we're disciples of Prabhupada or followers of Prabhupada, he's guiding us how to make our heart clean and make our life connected to Krishna with a clean heart. So that's being present. It's being present with the instruction, connects you with the instructor, connects you with Krishna. Rather than, you know, the absence of that is just a mechanical thing. And if you're doing the thing in a mechanical way, the mind's going to be somewhere, and if it's not connected to Krishna, it's going to be somewhere else. And according to the modes of nature, that's where the somewhere else will be. So don't just leave your life to the current of the modes of nature. They're not very pleasant master, or cruel master. And the mind can go into some very dark places and things like that. So the effort of cleaning is an effort of goodness. Connect the effort of goodness to transcendental thought. So being present is something that's internal. You can do an activity mechanically and be absent. You can do an activity that's very simple and be present with Guru and Krishna. It's the same answer but expressed in a different way. The training that I received as a new devotee was each little thing that you do, you ask the question, why am I doing this? So whether it's a little thing, medium thing, big thing, why am I doing this? And, you know, the answer is because this is the training that Prabhupada gave us. I mean, that was our answer. So when, you know, each of the things, from the time the alarm goes off in the morning until you're taking rest at night and everything in between, why am I going to the shower? Why am I putting on tilak? Why am I putting on my dhoti? Why am I running down the stairs to go to Mangalarti? Why am I standing this way at Mangalarti? Why am I, you know, each of the things. The mindfulness is to be present with the person giving spiritual life to you. And so even the little things, if it doesn't have anything to do with Krishna, you're not going to do it. And if it has something to do with becoming Krishna conscious or serving Krishna, that then it's through the minimally, it's through the instructions of our founder Acharya. And then, okay, well, why has he given this instruction? You can think like that and so forth. But starting point is just connect with our founder Acharya. Okay, here's the India question again. This is a follow-up on the Is Krishna Indian question from yesterday. I know in some scriptures it is said that he has lotus-like eyes. And everything. But is that description actually how he looks? Meaning, Is that description the same in every universe or yuga cycle he makes different appearances in? Or is it based on how the devotee sees or perceives him when he appears, like different deities of Krishna look different, even if they are of the same form, like Balakrishna or Kishore Krishna? It's actually how he looks. Lotus eyes. It's not, I'm not sure exactly where the question is coming from. There's a saying that Prabhupada would refer to sometimes, where the nomenclature or the description of someone based on material sentiment is one thing, and transcendental reality is another thing. So he would give the example of the parents may have a son who is blind, and out of their affection, they name him Padmalochan, lotus eyed. But he's blind, so it's not lotus eyed, but that's their affection. But when we name Krishna Padmalochan, he's Padmalochan. And it's not subjective or emotional or sentimental. His eyes are lotus-like. And specifically, Lord Chaitanya, by different authors, have described that his eyes stretched back nearly to his ears. I mean, you make a movie that would look like a strange person, maybe.